and rock the prize. It's coming for range. The one man's the biggest. You know it ain't easy. Welcome back in the zone. It is 12:31. We are joined in the studio by our friends, new friends, from Pleasant Ridge Town Center. See, we were talking about some other stuff, and I'm glad I didn't get confused there. Anyway, so let's say hi to Michael Katnack and Ron Miley. Michael is with the Dog Bowl, although he does not discriminate against cats. And Ron is with Crocs of Little Rock. And interestingly enough, we were talking in the break about how creative the people at Crocs are. They're always coming up with something interesting. So you were kind enough to bring up some Razorback Crocs.
Yes.
Not just some, there's like 100 in that box.
Yes, we got a lot of little feet running around this place.
Yeah, you can share the love there.
Yes, I appreciate that very much. So let's talk about that design. I'm assuming you have more than just Arkansas, but I guess college licensing is part of the picture.
Yeah, college licensing is part of the picture. Right now we have over 300 four-season styles year-round we carry, anywhere from a women's flat, kids' licensed product like the Ninja Turtle Superman, all the way to our wedges, all leather uppers, all cork, and it's been our number one seller since we opened in March over there.
That's very
cool. Pleasant Ridge. So, yeah, most people assume it's just a clog, but various styles.
My kid grew up in Crocs, and I mean, he's worn, you know, the kind of the traditional Croc. He's worn the ones that have the lining inside during the wintertime. I mean, yeah, they like it. It's easy. It's easy in, easy out. The wedge thing, you really threw me on. I'm going to have to get my wife over there tonight when we go to the event, so we'll have to see if she finds some wedges that she likes. How many different kinds of wedges do you have?
Right now I have over 9 different styles, from a mini wedge up to a 2-inch wedge, leather, and then some Nautica straps, the navy look, and mushroom and white. So
very cool. I love that. Michael, let's talk about the Dog Bowl, which is your business. Everything for dogs and a little bit for cats, I guess would be the way to say it. Is that fair?
That's very fair.
What's your background and how'd you get into that business?
I love dogs, and I was looking for something to get into a couple of years ago, and I wanted to start working for myself. And I figured, what better way than providing healthy, holistic foods, treats for dogs. There's a store similar to it in Dallas. I worked with that lady, modeled it after hers, and it's just been fantastic. I mean, we get dogs in every day, you know, getting them on good, healthy food and treats, see the improvement in their health.
That's good.
You know, and have people tell me how much better their dogs do on this, how much they love it.
What is a healthy treat for a dog? I guess the typical stuff you get in a store isn't what they need?
If you go in the grocery store, most of the stuff you're going to find in there has corn, and it's going to have corn, soy, or wheat as the filler in them. And those are things that aren't real good for dogs. It's going to aggravate allergies. It's going to, you know, if they're allergic to grass or pollen that we have out now, it's going to aggravate it, make it a lot worse. And it's, their digestion's just not made to work with that. So we have a lot of things that are more meat-based. If they do have grains, it's ones that are easier on the dog's digestive system, like barley and oats.
I love barley.
Yeah.
My mother makes this barley soup. It's unbelievable. Vegetable barley soup. Unreal.
I love barley,
too. Maybe I'm a dog, and I didn't even realize it.
I like my barley and my oats to sort of commingle, but more so I like my barley and my hops to commingle.
Yes, you're a very hoppy kind of guy. Opportunity.
I have a boxer named Zoe who's just outstanding.
Oh, what a dog. What a dog.
She finally got her attitude right. But you know what? It turns out they actually have pretty sensitive stomachs. She's had some issues with some different food she's tried, so I need to come over and get some good treats.
Yeah, and a good thing that you can pick up, actually, at the one of the things you can get at the grocery store that's good for them is, if they have a sensitive stomach, and a lot of people don't know this, is get pureed pumpkin. 100% pureed pumpkin, not pie filler, because that's got sugar and spice.
Yeah, that's for me.
That's for us. But the pumpkin actually settles their stomach.
Huh.
It's good if they have loose stool, or, you know, if they're upset their stomach and they're trying to throw it up, you know, eating grass, frothing at the mouth, anything like that. Give them a couple of tablespoons of pumpkin, it'll settle it right down. It's like Pepto for dogs.
We got a couple of producers that do that as well, so this could be very handy. I may just get some and keep it in my fridge in my office. That's a good idea. talking to Michael Katnack from from the Dog Bowl. I'm eventually. Next time I get you up, I'll have it down. And Ron Miley from Crocs Little Rock. You do not have any Crocs for dogs, do you?
We have some size 2-3 for little children you could probably put on your dog, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, if you got like a St. Bernard maybe or something. Yeah, they may not like that too much. Yeah. But okay, well, that's interesting, I guess. What about getting something engraved if I want to get my dog something nice? Especially like Mother's Day, you know? A lot of dogs are mothers. If I want to get my dog something nice.
We've got some
How about
tags?
A homemade card? That's what you tell me to make my mother. You know, I go, what? Homemade card. I go, this
is the saddest thing. My dog is actually dyslexic. And so that would.
Dang know. It.
I could, maybe pictures.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we've got real nice tags. We can you fill out. They've even come out with new ones that have glitter on them, so they're kind of sparkly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some nice bling collars for them. So.
Oh, yeah. Zoe's a bling kind of gal. Yeah. Oh, she's Showtime, no doubt.
Yeah, in summertime, we got some nice summer dresses for her, you know, there. You could dress her
up.
Got some patriotic.
What kind of a dog you think you got over there?
Michael, now we're getting kind of into a creepy area where I'm not real comfortable with that. What do you have for cats, just out of curiosity? I'm not a cat guy. I have no problem. Matt, you have a cat or a dog?
I'm a dog guy.
Okay, I know you had a dog.
They don't have headphones, so I wasn't jumping in.
I didn't know if you had dogs, too, or cats, too, rather.
I saw on their website they've got some, it looks like homemade treats.
You have homemade treats? Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, we've got homemade treats. Actually, our most popular treat is a chicken jerky that's made in Dallas. It's organic free-range chicken, blackstrap molasses, ginger, and garlic powder. We sell a ton of that stuff, and people just love it. Their dog, I mean,
people eat it.
I've eaten it. Dogs go crazy for it. I mean, it's good stuff.
Did you start to walk on all fours after you ate a lot of it?
No, I did salivate a little bit more and drink out of the water bowl. But
yes, Pavlov, he does howl at the moon though occasionally. It happens. Okay, and for cats, what do we say?
For cats, I have some good, healthy food for them. I got a couple of treats and a few toys, but, you know, not a big selection for cats. But, you know, there are a surprising number of people that have dogs and cats. So, you know, like you said, we don't discriminate.
It is surprising, but I do know a lot of folks who have both.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have training tips for dogs? If somebody goes by there, they give you a little tip on how to...
I've got some training tips for them if they need some help with it, but I also have a lot of trainers that come in and that I recommend if they have, you know, continuing problems. We have a lot of good trainers that will actually go work one-on-one instead of being in a class setting.
Yeah.
They'll come to your house, work with you one-on-one.
They don't ever train cats.
I don't know anybody that's trained cats.
Cats train themselves. Thank you very much.
What about radio hosts? You train them? No.
No,
it's
too difficult.
The dog whisperer, Caesar, you ever see this guy?
Yes.
He is amazing. This guy is unreal. Do you roll your eyes? You give this guy a 30-minute show on TLC, whatever it is, Bravo, I don't know.
National Geographic.
Nat Geo. This guy can turn the most vicious animal into, like, perfect thing. He's serving wine and
did you ever have
cheese
cats and dogs living together?
My brother's cats, dogs, and turtles and fish.
Really,
and
all in the same
house? All in the same house.
We had sheep, and then we got a wolf, and that didn't work out.
I thought
out.
That was your fraternity.
Yeah, that was odd. That didn't
the
work
sheep
out. That was
goats.
A different deal.
Okay.
And there were sheep, actually, but yeah. Okay. Ron, what's next in the world of Crocs? What will they think of next? They should do a reality show on Crocs.
You know, we're going to have a great lineup in this August. We'll have in the store. Back to school, a lot of good sneakers, lace up, some slip ons for children.
See, I am missing out on all this. I had no idea. Look how far you've come. I had no idea there was lace up.
Can I ask some tough questions about Crocs?
Yes.
Okay, I know they're incredibly.
Can you?
I know they're incredibly comfortable.
Yeah.
Right? The design.
Pat has a hard time with people's
feet. Was it some kind of reason why the design is the way it is with that weird flap that comes over the top and things like that?
I don't consider it weird. I find it useful.
It's just a different
what you call weird.
Yeah, I'll tell you. With the original clog, and I'll answer your question, it only makes up 9% of the sales in my store. It's more high-end, more of the fashion line. But when Crocs started 12 years ago, they started... selling it at boat shows in Florida, so it was more of a beach shoe for on the boats.
I can see that, for sure.
With the strap, you keep it on, and then the material. The reason that's so soft is because it's a proprietary resin that brings comfort. You know, it won't mark up your floors, odor resistant. Where you see some of the other shoes that look like Crocs, they're more of a plastic material. Mm. With that, and I was with Crocs for almost 7 years, ran 60 stores in the U.S. and the Canadian retail stores. And when I first started, all we really had was the clog and then a flip-flop, and we just expanded. Like I said, right now, over 300 different styles.
So you've taken the comfort that's inside and given it a new look on the outside.
With that cross-light material.
It's like you're the same great person on the inside, but you look a little different on the outside.
Soft and mushy on the inside.
And that's exactly right.
I could get behind it. I just always, when I looked at it, it was aesthetically, to my eye, was a little... not what I'm used to wearing on my feet.
Yeah, looks a little blocky, but when you put them on, I mean, I have people that come into my store that are so glad that, you know, I opened the store in Little Rock. They'll come in with shoes that they had like 7 years ago, and they're still wearing them. I'm like,
I see a lot of kids wearing them.
Yeah, a lot of kids, a lot of adults, but they'll pull off their shoe, and I'll say, what size are you? And it's completely worn off the bottom because they last so long. And when I decided to leave Crocs and open this first licensed store in the U.S., one of my concerns was these shoes just last too long. But we have so many different styles. that I thought it was a good business.
How much
venture.
Do they go for?
Yeah, I would say they're at a good price point, though, where people will, you know, you get five or
good.
Six pairs.
We have kids' flip flops and slides that start at $19.99. Our highest price point right now is our leather open toe wedge, all court, four different colors. That goes to $69.99.
What
so
about
between
a basketball that. Croc? Have you ever thought about coming up with one of those? Basketball shoe croc?
Air crocs.
I'm sure it's possible. Air crocs.
Yeah. I wasn't an engineer designing them, but it's. Yeah, it'd be a good idea. We did. We do have some nice sneakers and nice slip-ons, though.
You
can that are
get.
Comfortable.
My God, I don't know who could be the representative in the NBA. A guy named Steamsma. Oh, you know Frank Kaminsky could probably come out of Wisconsin. He'd be great.
I know what you're talking about. It's funny.
Tonight is Wednesdays Out West, the first of four. It is at the Pleasant Ridge Town Center where these gentlemen have their fine stores, and we have a few other folks who are participating. Everybody's going to stay, or at least I think most everybody's going to stay open late tonight until 7 when we're done. We're going to actually, when you come in, it is free to get in. You're going to get a wristband. We're going to give you a sheet of specials that you can take advantage of. We also have giveaways tonight at the event. We also have a cash bar that's going to support the ALS Association of Arkansas. It is ALS Awareness Month here, and we appreciate you guys supporting the event and letting us come out and trounce around all over the Pleasant Ridge Town Center. So it's going to be fun tonight, and there's so many different places to check out. And I think we're going to stick around and maybe have some dinner over there tonight as well. So, but anyway, again, thanks for your support. Thanks for coming up. Good luck with everything. And I'm going to send my wife over during the event and check out some stuff, and we'll get something for the dog, too, for Mother's Day, even though she's not actually a mother yet.
Bring your box over. We love having dogs in.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. It's a best part about opening a dog store is all the dogs that come in.
Never thought about that. Okay, well, if dogs are welcome, I'm in. I'm in. She likes to get out. I mean, she says, when are you going to take me out all the time?
Yeah, we have a drawer of treats for the dogs when they come in.
Oh, man. Okay, we're coming for sure. Gentlemen, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, come join us tonight, 5 to 7, or heck, over there any old time. We'll be back in just a moment. This segment brought to you in part by our friends at Landers Ford in Benton, Arkansas.